Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at NeoCon 2013, and I'm on the 10th floor in the Shaw Contract space with Reese Duncan, who's creative director with Shaw Contract. So Reese, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Good to be with you. So again, you've won a Best of NeoCon award in the modular category. I think this is about the 12th year in a row, and it's with your Hexagon product, right?
Yes, yes. Our new Hexagon won Best of NeoCon yesterday, so we're excited.
Yeah. Now, you know, a lot of times they pick the winning entries, not always because of the aesthetics, but because the story behind the aesthetics. What is it you think the judges liked about this product?
I think Hexagon gives designers and, you know, end users kind of a new tool in their toolbox to use in a space. So, you know, with the basic carpet tile that is square or rectangular, you have sort of this linear orientation and grid that you form on the floor. And Hexagon gives you the opportunity to kind of change that dimension, change the shape into a little more organic, angular shape, and gives you new installation methods with the Hexagon that, you know, we didn't have before as well. And it kind of builds a little different dimension.
Now, just a minute ago, you were giving a presentation, and you were talking about Hexagon, and you're using words like meander, organic, angular. Talk a little bit about what you mean by that.
Yeah, I think for us, you know, we noticed that materials, architecture, object design is, you know, it's not flat anymore. Things are very dimensional. They're different architectural models that people can build and materials. Everything has become more dimensional in a space and form and shape. And for us, we started looking at how you could build dimension on the floor. So obviously, if you have a straight plane, when you start angling that, you start building some dimension. And so that's kind of what started us down the path of Hexagon. And then also we had seen a lot of that movement in design and sort of the interest of a new shape from our clients. So it kind of all evolved from there.
You know, I thought you could be more creative than Hexagon because, you know, all of us Lin heads that look at the carbon elements, I mean, we've been looking at that shape for a long time, right?
Yeah, it's also, I mean, you know, it's something people are familiar with. It's the most efficient shape in nature, you know, the honeycomb. So there's a lot of subliminal things. Chemistry, you kind of can relate that to the chemistry that you can build in the workplace by using these organic elements. There's a lot of plays on the shape that are very relatable.
So let's go to the other things that you're talking about. First off, with Hexagon, you basically, I mean, that's the shape, but you have four collections within that shape, right?
We do. It has four different products. Starts with bevel, which is kind of the deconstruction of the hexagon and creates a little bit more of an angular dimension on the floor. We also have plane, which is kind of the foundation, a solid tweed, and we built that product in sort of a color wheel of different neutrals and very vibrant colors that you can use in groups of threes or fours and build together in really tonal nuances or build contrast to create sort of unique what we call social hives by building the colors together.
Now, this show, most people's feedback were the beginning of the second day. We're hearing that traffic's up, and you're on the 10th floor. A lot of good energy yesterday, right?
Yeah, definitely. People start on 11, they come to 10, so we had a lot of traffic yesterday. People, designers here with their clients, you know, working on projects, so it was a good day.
Mm-hmm. And I know that you're one of those hands-on people. You interact with people that tour the space here. And so I know you're talking to some A&D people. Are they feeling good about where the business is headed?
Yeah, everybody was very positive. You know, we had some groups that were here in large groups, you know, which is odd because some past years they would send one person for a firm or two. So we had a lot of groups come in from different firms. So it feels like really good energy.
Now, while you're at this show, do you ever get a chance to get away and look around in other spaces?
I try to. Yesterday, I went up to 11, glanced at Knoll, and walked around, looked at Technion. I like to see what the furniture manufacturers are doing.
So I know that design process for Shaw Contract is not a one-time event, and I'm sure you have some other things that you're working on. What's your next, after NeoCon, what's your next big launch?
Well, it'll be to get all of these products out. We're showing four collections. So we have Hexagon, we'll have Beyond the Fold that will follow that. And then really and truly, we kind of start over after Neocon. So we'll start thinking again of what we want to work on next year. We do have interim projects that fall in between. We're working on a great large collection for assisted living right now that will launch in the fall as well. So a lot of good things coming.
Now, I know being part of Shaw, you also talk a lot with your counterparts in these other areas, and Shaw actually did very well at Neocon yesterday. They won silvers in three areas, right?
We did. We won silver for Shaw Hard Surface, a resilient product, and then also our sister division, Packraft, won for their hard surface product as well. Mm-hmm. So we had a good trifecta.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, Reese, well, it was great to spend time with you, and very impressive space you have here. Again, I've been talking to Reese Duncan, who is creative director with Shaw Contract, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.